Friends, the Word of God says in the book of Ephesians chapter 4 and verse number 30, "Grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption." And then again Paul said, writing to the church of Thessalonica, 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 19, "Quench not the Spirit." Simple object lesson today. You've seen the little candle, the little fairy light burning brightly, and then you put the glass over the top of it, and eventually all of the oxygen inside the cup or the glass is expired and the flame goes out. Because flames need fuel and they need oxygen in order to burn brightly. And the Bible likens the Holy Spirit unto a fire. Jesus Christ our Lord, according to John the Baptist, came to baptize with the Holy Ghost and with fire. The church on the day of Pentecost, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, and they were all with one accord in one place, and they were filled with the Holy Ghost. The scripture says there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire. And other times in scripture, the Word of God uses fire as an emblem of the Holy Spirit. Fire gives light, fire gives heat, it gives warmth, and fire purges up the dross, and fire burns that which is ignitable. And the Church of Jesus Christ in these days desperately needs the fire of the Holy Spirit. But fire cannot burn in a vacuum. And sometimes we quench the Spirit of God, we remove the oxygen from our hearts, sometimes from our churches, and in place of that there's bitterness, envy, pride, strife, and jealousy, things that so easily grieve the Spirit of God. And it's very easy to speak against another brother in Christ or another sister in Christ and grieve the Spirit of God. It's very easy to be filled with pride and self-righteousness and self-sufficiency, like the church at Laodicea, and edge out the Spirit of God, Jesus Christ, of course, standing outside the door of that particular church. And many times you see, if you read church history, times when the Spirit of God was moving, and then something grieved or quenched the Spirit of God. And we long for a move of the Holy Spirit in our lives, in our local churches, in our land, and in our nation. But sometimes I fear that we grieve the Spirit of God, we quench the Spirit of God. And sometimes whenever we're not in the Word, and we're not in the place of prayer, and we're not walking in fellowship with God, we remove the oxygen from our spiritual lives, and the Spirit of God doesn't have that freedom to move and to ignite us and set us on fire. And it's very easy as well to be critical of other believers, critical of other churches even, without cause and without justification, angry and bitter and jealous, and all of these sins that are so easily covered up, that are invisible maybe to us, but nevertheless seen by the Lord, that so easily grieve or quench the Spirit of God. The Holy Ghost is tender, he's compassionate, he's a comforter. He's likened as well unto a dove, which is a pure bird, a clean bird, and also a bird that is easily driven away. So let's be very sensitive in these days to the leading of God's Spirit and to the person of the Holy Ghost. We need his power and his fire so much to ignite us and to set us on fire for him. So friends, may God bless you. I'm just noticing here the lighter, all the keyboard warriors out there don't smoke cigarettes, so, or pipes or anything like that. This was just to light the candle. And we don't burn candles in our church either, just for the object lesson. So folks, God bless you, and we'll see you again next time. Thank you.